Hey kids, the Jesus and Me Clubhouse has its own podcast channel. So if you'd like to hear back-to-back episodes, you'll find us on the Jesus and Me Clubhouse channel. Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. He is always good.
KC, I'm doomed. My life is over.
Polly, what do you mean your life is over?
I can't fly.
Why not?
I think I broke my wing. Look! See? It's not moving.
I see.
What am I gonna do, KC? I thought about trying to become a penguin, but apparently you have to be black and white. I'm green.
Well, why do you want to be a penguin?
Penguins don't fly.
That's true, but I've never seen a green penguin.
How could God do this to me?
Whoa, hold on a minute. God didn't break your wing.
Well, he let it happen.
No, he didn't let it happen. Good things come from God. Bad things come from the devil.
Are you sure about that, KC?
That's what the Bible says. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Those are all bad things. Jesus came to give us a good life.
Well, my broken wing is a bad thing, so it must be from the devil.
And now that you know Jesus came to give us a good life, it's easier to believe God to heal you.
Pray for me, KC.
Father, I thank you that you are good and you want good things for us. You want us well. Wing, be healed in Jesus' name.
Look, KC, I can move it. God is good.
KC, I'm sorry, but I can't help with the clubhouse today.
Why not?
Well, my friend Maria called. She told me that her mom is in the hospital. So I'm gonna go to her house to play with her for a little while to cheer her up.
That's a good thing to do, Stacy. I'm sorry Maria's mother is sick. You should pray with Maria for her mom.
What do I pray?
Well, we know sickness is a bad thing, so that's from the devil. So first, you can tell the devil to leave Maria's mom alone. Second, we know that healing is a good thing, so it's from God. So pray that Maria's mom be healed in Jesus' name.
So good things are from God, and bad things are from the devil.
That's right.
Okay, thanks. Wait, so is my not being able to help you today, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
What do you think it is?
I think it's a bad thing. So are you gonna pray for me like I'm gonna pray for Maria's mom?
Well, that's a good point, Stacy. You know, when bad things happen, people don't always take time to pray. In fact, the devil uses bad things to keep us from praying.
How can God answer our prayers if we don't pray?
Exactly. Don't let the devil steal God's blessings from you when bad things happen. Always pray for God's good things to come to you. So let me pray for you, Stacy. Father, we pray that you work through Stacy to help Maria and her mom feel better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Casey.
No, thank you. You just helped me with the lesson today.
I did? Wow, I wasn't even trying.
Now let's get our hearts and minds ready for the Bible verse. We want to put God's word in our hearts.
We're ready, KC.
Okay, today's Bible verse is found in John 10:10. Jesus came to give us a good life. Let's say it together, kids. Repeat after me. Jesus came to give us a good life.
A good life.
Now you try it, Brain.
It's a shame to live with a moody wife.
Are you serious?
Well, the Bible says that it's better to eat on the top of your roof than to live with a moody wife.
That doesn't have anything to do with this Bible verse.
Okay, I'm confused.
Brain, pay attention while we say the verse again. Kids, repeat after me. Jesus came. To give us. A good life.
A good life.
Wait, Jesus came to give us goofy eyes?
Not goofy eyes. Good life.
Oh, John 10:10. Jesus came to give us a good life.
John 10:10. Jesus came to give us a good life.
Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's word who's blessed.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth.
Do you see that blind man? He was born blind, so is he being punished for something bad that he did or something bad that his parents did?
How could he have sinned at birth? He was just a baby. And why would God punish him for something someone else did?
Those are good points. I never thought about it like that.
I have come to show the world that God is good. God is not punishing him for any sin, but in order for God's will to be done on the earth, someone has to take the time to show him the love of God. I know you can't see. I'm making some mud, and now I'm going to rub some mud on your eye. Don't worry, it won't hurt. Now go wash your eyes in the pool over there. Peter, the devil wants you to think that God wants people to suffer bad things so no one will pray.
I can see.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson today. When I see something bad, I'm going to pray for good.
Always remember, God loves people and wants only good things for them.
That Bible story showed a man that was blind and couldn't see Jesus until he was healed. The devil tries to blind our minds so we can't understand that God is always good. And because God is good, he sent Jesus to die for our sins so that we could become God's children just by asking Jesus to live in our hearts. If you'd like to ask Jesus to come live in your heart, then I want to pray with you. Dear God,
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the boss of my life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Time for spiritual exercise.
That's right. Everyone, up on your feet. Here we go, as loud as you can. Say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
With all my heart. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. By Jesus' stripes. I am healed.
I love others.
Like Jesus loves me. I obey my parents. For it pleases God. Good job, kids.
Thanks, Stacy. And thank you, kids, for coming to the clubhouse.
Casey. You know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
No, what was it?
I like where Brain was eating his food on the top of his roof.
He wasn't eating on his roof, Fuzzy. He was just talking about a verse in the Bible.
The Bible says we're supposed to eat on the roof?
No, never mind. Why don't you tell us what you learned today?
That it's best not to tell pizza jokes.
Why can't you tell pizza jokes?
Well, I can tell pizza jokes. It's just better not to, because they're cheesy. Get it, cheesy?
That's not what we learned today, Fuzzy.
Oh, what did we learn?
God does good things, The devil does bad things.
Everybody knows that.
No, they don't. Some people think God uses bad things to teach his children.
The devil does bad things. God and the devil don't work together to teach us.
You're right, Fuzzy. And when you think God is using a bad thing to teach you, you won't pray in faith for the bad thing to get out of your life.
Okay, you lost me.
If you think God is using sickness to teach you, then you won't pray in faith to receive your healing.
Oh, now I get it.
Remember, Jesus came to give us a good life, John 10:10. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
Jesus came to give us a good life, John 10:10.
Very good. Now say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.
Hey, kids. We need your help. We want more kids to find out about Jesus and Me Clubhouse. Will you help us by doing a couple of things? Push the subscribe or follow button. Find the spot on your electronic device that lets you rate our show and push 5 stars. Write a review telling other kids what you like about the Jesus and Me Clubhouse. You can use all the emojis you want. Share our show with your friends on social media. That's it. Thanks for helping more kids learn about Jesus. Learn about Jesus.